Mass shootings in recent years have led gun control groups to look closely at how people in the U.S. get access to firearms. To that end, they have turned their attention to Facebook, where gun sellers can connect with gun buyers. Gun control advocates have urged Facebook to ban all posts advertising guns. Facebook recently announced that it wasn't willing to go that far, but said it would tighten its rules. Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio looks into whether that will be enough to satisfy critics.
It's a sunny and windy afternoon in the southern Idaho desert. Cody Bourgeois has come to his favorite shooting spot, a place today he shares with a group of boys on motorcycles and four-wheelers. Cody racks the slide on his new handgun.
It's a Smith & Wesson M&P 40. It's a semi-automatic. It's the military police version. It's got the 15-round clip.
With dust blowing in his face, the 25-year-old welder shoots at a homemade target he's just unloaded out of the back of his full-size Dodge pickup. Guns are important to a lot of people in this part of the country. Many people here hunt. Some also like to carry while hiking and camping in bear country. But Bourgeois says getting this new handgun was actually his wife's idea. When she suggested it as a means of home defense, Cody thought of two things: another gun he didn't use much anymore, and a Facebook group he belongs to called Idaho Private Gun Firearm Buy, Sell, and Barter.
You know, we could have just gone out and paid $500-$600 for a pistol, but you know, I started thinking about it. I got this rifle I don't really need. So I put it on Facebook, and I have this rifle I'm willing to trade for a pistol.
It took a few days, but through his Facebook post, Bourgeois finally found the deal he was looking for. He met the gun's previous owner at a Walmart parking lot. They traded guns, some cash, and that was that. Cody says by cutting out a store and just buying the gun private party, he got what he calls a screaming deal. That ease of access to guns, though, through Facebook groups, worries Dan Gross. He's the president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Online gun posts, he says, worry him more than what happens at gun shows.
The reason that they're more dangerous, actually, than even gun shows and the unlicensed sales that take place there is, yeah, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year.
Gross had wanted Facebook to go the way of Craigslist and eBay and ban such posts. Instead, the social networking site said it would keep minors from seeing posts advertising guns, delete posts of those trying to avoid gun laws, and remind users to follow local laws. There's emphasis on groups self-policing. Gross says he respects law-abiding citizens' right to buy guns, but he calls Facebook's changes intensely disappointing.
I think their policy is a very dangerous one because it allows dangerous people to continue to get their hands on weapons far too easily.
But not all gun control groups are upset. Some have even applauded Facebook. Pia Carasone with the group Americans for Responsible Solutions says the changes are substantial. Carasone's organization was started by former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, after Giffords was nearly killed by a mentally ill man with a gun.
For us, we are founded by two people who believe strongly in the Second Amendment, who are gun owners themselves, and who understand that, especially in rural places of America, potentially like Idaho, there's a legitimate use for a social network like Facebook to buy and sell all sorts of things, and that includes firearms.
Some of the gun deals taking place in western states right now start in Facebook groups created by Earl Lowen. He set up groups in Idaho, Nevada, Washington, and Oregon. He and his team of administrators look over each post before publishing them. Of the hundreds or even thousands of posts Lowen says he's looked over, very few have been shady.
I've had like maybe 5 or 6 posts in the whole time I've ever done this that put up a red flag that somebody was looking for an illegal gun or didn't want to meet at a police station or something of those natures. And those people, I've even not only banned them from the page, but I've also reported them to authorities.
Facebook declined our request for an interview, but in a statement, the company says it tries, quote, hard to balance people's interest in sharing things that they care about while making sure Facebook is a safe and responsible community. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.